but now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
Hi.
Hello.
We're the Cadawamplas.
And that's Maggie.
How many episodes have we done and we get this wrong, like, almost consistently? Like, how do we ever do it right? That's Davinia.
Yep, there it is.
We're the Cadawamplas. I think it's supposed to be introductions and then we're the Cadawamplas.
Yep.
That's all right. Anyway, we're here.
We're here. Hey, it would rhyme.
It would. Today, we're just going to skate over for a second.
Oh, man.
Today, we are talking about, or today we're getting real with LGBTQIA plus-ness.
Boom.
I suppose. Hmm. So it's June, and it's Pride Month. Hmm. And now we're going to say it. Do we say it together?
Or okay. No? Okay. I think the moment's passed.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Okay. I was fist pumping with it, too.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Shat all over it.
That's all right.
Yeah. I'm bi.
There it is.
So there's that. I finally came out to my family, so now I can tell the rest of the world.
Whoop. Although I think by this point, your post would have gone out, right?
Yeah, you'll probably see it like on Facebook and stuff, because I'm going to be extra as hell and post all over social media because of who I am as a person.
I don't think that's being extra at all.
Honestly. I feel like it is. I don't know.
Social media, like, now is like our form of... there's some things that's too much to be posted. But like everything now is just like your go-to, right? So I feel like it's just so normalized that it's not extra anymore.
I don't know. It still feels extra though. Because a big part of me wants to be like that suave LGBTQ person who just like... doesn't have to come out, and you know, like, it's not a big deal and whatever, but that's not me. I'm extra. Like, I like to
showboat. Exciting news.
And it's exciting. Yeah, it is really exciting.
So anything else that's exciting you would share on social media?
That's true. Shit, even stuff that's not exciting I share on social media.
Pretty much. So there's that. And do you want to talk about your, or no?
Like, I don't know where we go from here.
Do you want to talk about really telling your family?
That's plan this episode. Oh, yeah. So literally we're recording, what fucking day is it? It's a Monday, June 10th. So next weekend, this coming weekend, actually the day that this episode is going to be posted, the day that you're hearing this is Denver's Pride Parade. And so I told myself that this Pride Month was my year to like come out, because I've watched a lot of Pride Months and like National Coming Out Days like come and go. And it kind of sucks to be like closeted during that kind of stuff, just because, like, have you guys seen the meme and it's Squidward and he's in his house and he's watching SpongeBob and Patrick like run by outside and they just look like they're having so much fun? That's kind of how it felt. And like, even though I've been out to almost all of my best friends and then like new people that I meet, I have no problem. Like, so that's the thing about coming out, quote unquote, is that LGBTQ people come out over and over and over again, because every time you meet a new person, if you want them to know, you have to come out again. But that's like not the problem for, like, I don't have any qualms at all about telling new people that I meet that I'm bi. And like, I wasn't nervous to like tell my friends or anything. But I hadn't told my family. And so I told myself that this Pride Month was time to tell the family. And I've gone back and forth on whether or not I was going to tell them at all. But I decided, I don't know. I just live my life so like transparently and like so out loud that it just made a lot of sense to do that. And I have lots of my own reasons that I am not obligated to share with anyone. So I guess maybe I wrote down a bunch of notes because of who I am. So I guess first of all, I would like to address the fact that I say bi because it's the most easily recognizable term by people, and it doesn't require much explanation. I would say honestly though that pansexual is a better fitting word, because gender does not factor into my attraction at all to people. So there's that. But I'm going to continue to say bye because it's just easier that way. And the question, actually, I didn't even think about this, but Tavinia pointed it out. No, being bi did not contribute to the breakup. Thank you very much. And also, yes, I've known for a very long time. I've probably known, I remember the exact moment that it like hit me that I was bi. And that was my freshman year of college. So that's been almost 10 years.
Oh my God, you're old.
Yeah. Wait, no, that wouldn't be right.
Okay.
Wait, no, that would be, oh, freshman year. Yeah, no, that would be right. Because next year I graduated high school in 2020. And I remember it was my very high school first in 2020? Day. Or Jesus Christ, 2010. Sorry, I'm the class president, and so I have to plan our 10-year reunion. So I was thinking that our 10-year reunion is in 2010. Oh my God, 2020.
Maggie's gonna build a time machine for their reunion and take them back to 2010.
Yeah. Surprise! I'm planning the ultimate getaway. Back to the dark days. Yeah, so anyway, it's been almost 10 years that I've known this about myself. I don't think at the time... Okay, so no, I remember exactly. It was my very first day of one of my media classes, and one of the seniors walked in, and I was like, holy shit, she's hot. And then I had this moment where I was like, am I lesbian? Wait, no, because I like guys. Am I bi? Yeah, that makes sense. And then I just kind of like continued on with my life, but then when I got in that relationship with Lorenzo, it seemed like an insignificant part of me. I'm realizing now that just because you're in like a hetero presenting relationship doesn't mean that it cancels out anything else. And like moving forward, like you'll hear me talk about guys, but that doesn't mean that I'm not bi anymore. Still bi, or pan, or however you want to phrase it. So anyway, I wanted to point out those two things, that no, it did not contribute to the breakup. And yes, I knew all along.
I would like to point out the reason why I said that. I wasn't just being a dick and was like, when she first told me, I wasn't like, is this why the breakup happened? No, she was like, God, shut up about that.
Yep.
She was pre-writing her post and was running it by me and or asking my opinion on it. And there was a part, I think you were trying to address all the people and like who, what the thoughts are that they could be popping up in their head. And I was saying, well, if I was a nosy person, well, which I am, but I didn't know you, these are the questions I would be like, okay, did she do this? Is this what this means? Oh, that's why this happened, blah, blah, blah. And that's when that question came up. Not like,
yeah, Tavinia, what? I wasn't like, hey, Tavinia, I'm bi. And she was like, is that the breakup? Yeah, is that why?
Although, honestly,
no,
whatever it takes. But, yeah. Oh, sorry, you have more things you were saying.
No, that was it. I have like notes for other things, but actually, no, just really quick. And then I'll stop making sounds. Kind of going back to the, I'm very self-conscious about the fact that I'm choosing to like come out so publicly, because a lot of like friends that I have in the LGBTQ community didn't do that or like haven't done that. And that's totally fine. But it makes me like, I don't know, almost feel kind of like phony that I'm choosing to do it. But also I know that this is just who I am. So, you know, I go back and forth anyway. But what I was going to say is that everybody in the LGBTQIA plus community has their own journey and everybody's looks different. And so this is just how I'm choosing to shape mine. So some people like I have one friend who we all thought he was like, we all kind of like knew slash thought that he was gay. And then he never like officially came out, but he started like hashtagging in his Instagram captions like, you know, hashtag gay boy, hashtag gay, like hashtag gay pride, whatever. So he never officially came out, but he's like just sort of slowly letting it slip. And like some of my friends did come out on social media. Some are like out to their friends but still closeted to their family, so they don't want to post on social media, you know, whatever. So everybody's in their own place in their journey, and this is just how I'm choosing to do mine. And especially for me, I wanted to point out the fact that like you guys see me talk about climate change and like recycling and menstrual cups and gun control and like everything else on my Facebook and on my social media. So like, why would this be anything different? And I was kind of like avoiding discussing this on social media because I didn't want rumors to start flying, which they would have been true rumors, I guess. But also I wanted to be the source of information instead of a he said, she said, you know, oh, well, Maggie posted this and, I, you know, she said this one time. So, like, if we put those two together, you know, like, whatever. That just, that doesn't end well. So I just wanted to be the source of information for this whole thing.
Yeah.
So, once again, I don't really know where we go from here.
I don't think you even started saying about you telling your family.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, sorry. It's because I'm looking at my notes, and that's not in my notes. Yeah, so it... So I came out to my sister, it's been 2 months now. She's a high school counselor and she lives in Kansas City and she's like fairly progressive. And so I knew that coming out to her would be pretty easy. I mean, it was still really nerve wracking, but came out to her first. And of course she was totally supportive and whatever. And then I couldn't quite bring myself to come out to my parents and my brother / sister-in-law. And so that took a lot of like gathering courage. So in the last week I've come out to all three of them separately, my mom, my dad, and my brother / sister-in-law. We're just going to group them as one. Two of the conversations went really well and ended with like, love you anyway, you know, like, okay, that literally doesn't change anything at all. And we support you no matter what, and hugs and all that kind of stuff. One of the conversations was really rough and was a lot of I that's not what I would have hoped for you. And I mentioned something about, you know, like being afraid to come out to other people, and the response was, well, that's just a consequence of that lifestyle. And just, you know, just like some kind of hurtful things that I don't think meant to be hurtful as they were coming out of their mouth, but that's a really vulnerable moment and it was really painful. I mean, the conversation still ended with, love you anyway, you know, it doesn't matter, I'm not gonna like cut you out of my life, but there was definitely an air of, I wish this wasn't the case. And things have turned around since then. Like there's already been multiple just normal conversations, but that one was tough. So it doesn't always go well. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But I've been very lucky in the fact that so far the general consensus has been like supportive.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Pride Month.
All right.
So it's Pride Month.
It is.
Which... is Hooray. Almost always followed by
some shit.
Why isn't there Straight Pride Month?
So, and we started talking about this before we started recording, and I don't know if you just said it like something like something about Straight Pride Month, and I thought it was a joke because I've seen it around on Facebook and stuff from other people's posts, and I thought it was a joke. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was a serious like movement happening to push for a straight pride.
No, it's real as hell.
That's so Boston, fucking stupid. Yeah,
Boston is planning a straight pride parade this summer. So, like, what do we think that's going to look like? Because in my head, it's all just, like, pickup trucks with those, like, disgusting truck balls and, like, the stickers of, like, Calvin peeing on stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a bunch of those trucks.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else?
Just a lot of... homophobic,
yeah, just
things
super
also
homophobic. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and God in Boston bless. The lobster. I can't even do Boston accents.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try.
Oi. Yeah, that's all
embarrassing. Like, come on, we're better than that as a society. Yeah. I know that we're really struggling to move forward here, but Jesus Christ. So I mean, I obviously am not thinking that LGBTQ, like, so comparing Black History Month to LGBT Pride Month is kind of like comparing apples and oranges, but the connection that I'm trying to make is that Black History Month in February, you almost always hear people saying like, well, why isn't there a White History Month? Bitch, because every month is White History Month. Like, it's constantly White History Month. Everything is always talking about what the white people have done. Like, no, life centers around white people. And it's the same with this straight pride bullshit. Mm. Let people have their Pride Month and enjoy themselves, because y'all get to enjoy yourselves all the fucking time. When was the last time you were attacked in the street for holding somebody's hand? Probably never.
So here's where I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. There, if we're going with the same notion, which I just said this to right before we started recording, of like, that's the same thing of saying Black Pride, oh my gosh, Black History Month, why isn't there a White History Month, blah, blah, blah. I just said the exact same thing too, but thinking about it, there's also the argument going that there should not be a Black History Month made by Black people, because when you single out a specific month, it kind of just pushes everything till then. And if we're supposed to be normalized and hopefully integrated into the community, there shouldn't be a specific month for just these things. So if you take that also in the aspect of Pride, if it's supposed to be normalized and integrated into the community, why is it just pushed? Why is it given just a specific month? Not that I'm saying that, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm not saying that this isn't something that should still be kept and celebrated, but I don't know, just a thought.
Yeah, no, and that's absolutely true. And I think it's one of those things that, like, the fact that people, their first response to Black History Month is, why isn't there a White History Month, proves that we still need it. And I feel like by the when we get to a point where people are no longer asking, where is White History Month, that's when we've come far enough to maybe not have dedicated months like that.
I feel like the crazy, if there are any super conservatives listening to this, they're like, so what they're saying is we should shut up for a while.
Yeah, if we shut up, they'll take all the Black
people. If we get real quiet, they'll stop doing it.
Pretty much. Yeah, that probably is what they're thinking. But does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I made my point very clearly, because I absolutely agree that we should be talking about these things all year round, Black History Month and Pride and all the different months that we have, you know, all the awareness months, those should all be talked about year round. But unfortunately, we live in a society where we have to draw, but it's the same reason that we have like a Black Lives Matter movement and all that stuff, is because we have to draw special attention to it, because people aren't fucking paying attention if you don't, which is so shitty. Like, just let people live and let live. Like, I don't, in my heart of hearts, I don't understand it. And how, okay, now I'm just about to like go off. You cannot fucking say that you are a supporter of the LGBTQIA+ community if you are transphobic, if you, like, I don't even, like, non-binary people are included in that umbrella. You know, there's like so many, I don't even know how to like put my thoughts together about this, but you can't be an ally to like one person, but not another person, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's, you can't pick and choose a part of a person to support.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense.
And that's another, like, selfishly going back to my own journey, if you want to call it that, that's another reason that I wanted to like come out publicly and like loudly, is because I grew up in central Missouri. There are a fair amount of people in my life and in my family who are vehemently against LGBTQIA+ rights. And I wanted to be able to put a face to that community, because I can honestly say I don't think I was obviously encountering these people in my life and I just didn't know it, but it's not something that people talk about at home. Like, I never encountered it growing up in Wardsville, Missouri, because people just don't talk about it. And so I think that a lot of those people in my life who are against it just genuinely think that there's nobody in there. You know, in their mind, it's like, oh, that's what the crazy liberals in New York are doing. Like, they genuinely think that it's not happening in their community. But, like, surprise, we're everywhere. Like, LGBTQ, like, we're everywhere. We can't get rid of us. So it was important to me to put a face to the community for a lot of people, because I think that's a very real thing, that a lot of people have very strong opinions about something, but then when they're and it's because they don't know anyone. I'm not doing this justice. Like, I'm not saying this correctly, but it's really easy to try and take somebody's rights away if you don't know that person, it's a lot harder to look me dead in the eye and tell me that you don't think I should get married to this woman or this non-binary person or whatever.
It does. And I'm about to make an example, but I think I'm jumping from this to an extreme. But this is why also they say, like, kind of humanizing yourself or showing other people that this is a person that this identifies with is huge, because I'm jumping to an extreme. I think Oprah said it, or someone said it, that if you are kidnapped or taken hostage or something like that, you should tell that person your name, your age, your parents' name, and say all these things, because then they might start to see you as a human being, and not inflict so much terribleness on you. And while that is a super, super extreme, that's something that's also true with this, I feel like, is, hey, that group that you can't put a face to, that invisible big monster that you don't really actually, you can't tangibly feel, it's right here looking you in the face also. So, yeah, I feel like that's fair.
Yeah. Okay, well, what I told Davinia is I don't want this episode to just be like Maggie's coming out episode. Like, it's great that we've talked about that, but now that I'm like out and you know about it, cool. Like, let's, we didn't actually talk about where we want to go from here. So I don't know what happens for the next 40 minutes, but.
Well, and so we've had maybe 3 or 4 discussions in the last, I feel like, week and a half about this, how this is going to go since you coming out. Because I feel like this was like your space and time to kind of talk about everything. And, I have different opinions about, I don't know how to put it. Like, so I personally, am interested in honestly whoever. I don't really care. I'm attracted to a person's soul, and who they are. As of right now, it's predominantly been men. But whoever I end up with is whoever I end up with. I don't really care what that looks like. But I also don't feel the need to put any labels on it. I just feel, and that's not for the sake of, because God, I've had this conversation, not just with Maggie, and Maggie's not pushy about it, but with others about this, and they're like, are you sure you're not bi, are you sure, whatever, or pansexual, or anything like that, and I'm like, it's not a fear of coming out or anything like that, I just don't think, for me, and this is why I don't want to have this conversation, because I just feel like I'm attacking you. I don't feel like there's anything for me to come out about. I'm who I am. I've been this person all this time. I don't know. It's just like whoever it is whoever it is. So I don't feel the necessity to put any title on it, because it is what it is, I feel like. I wouldn't call it a relationship, but,
Situationship,
that's perfect. Situationships with two females, that were awesome and intense and brief, but very amazing while they were, and only brief not because of the situationship, but because of external factors. I just don't. And it's actually funny. So I had So I know my family. Well, okay, let's go back. Because of all this stuff and Maggie, like, coming out to her family and everything, I decided to have the conversation with my mother, not about Maggie, but about, like, myself, and just kind of, like, getting an idea of how they would feel. And I've always known my dad is, like, super, he doesn't give a fuck about things like this. He'll be like, okay, cool, whatever. But my mom, she told me once in college that she thought I was gay because of the shoes I was wearing. And I was like, you are so, there's so many things there in that sentence that I can't even unpack with you right now. And then when I shaved all my hair off, that just, oh my God, sent her in a tizzy. But
you lesbian, what's going on? Shaving your head.
And she made some, well, I asked her, like, what would you think, you know, if I were to come out or whatever and say anything like that. And, she was like, you know, I don't know. I would just, it wouldn't change anything. You know, I'd be happy to know that you are. And I think she's saying this and trying to be careful with her words because she thinks this is me following up with, well, perfect, because here's the truth. And like, yeah. And so she's just super careful. And she made some comment like, you know, and sometimes everyone in the family knows and they're just waiting for that person to say it. And I'm like, wait, that's not what's happening here. I don't.
Yeah, no, that's not what's going on.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. And, she just kind of like, whatever. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm going to tell you what it is, Mom. Although I feel like I've kind of been kind of open about, maybe not. Because actually I had a conversation with her until that moment. I was like, here's where I'm at. I don't care what the person looks like, or well, I care a little bit. But like, I don't care about their gender or non-gender or anything like that. I just kind of am attracted to a person's soul. And whoever I end up with is who I end up with. And I said, and if I end up with a girl, you know, we'll all be surprised together. But that's what it's going to be. And, like, I don't really care. And that's what's going to happen. And she kind of laughed. And she's like, oh, Tavinia. And, like, so, yeah, I don't know. And my family is the kind of people that no matter what relationship you choose or religion or anything, they're going to be mean to you no matter what. And they'll joke, but like mean joke, not like intentionally to hurt your feelings, but like they're just gonna shoot the shit with you. And so it doesn't matter who you are, they're going to, and I realize how terrible this all sounds, but they're gonna just crush you a little bit because to my families. And I think that's where my sarcasm comes from so much. But and I mean, it's all with love, of course. You just have to search for it. But so yeah, no matter who you are or what you do, they're gonna be the exact same people to you. So it was an interesting conversation for us to have, and I don't need to even see the point of having it with my father, because he'd be like, okay, I do not care, go get me a beer. All right,
thanks.
So yeah. So yeah, so that's kind of where I sit at with things.
Yeah, and it's like I said earlier, that everybody in the LGBTQIA plus community has their own journey and does things their own way. So like, my way is to be like extra as fuck and take a picture at the Pride Parade and post it on social media, and I already have the post like typed out and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like a big fucking deal for me, and it's like not a big deal for Tavinia, and there's not even like a label on it, and that's fine too. Like, everybody gets to make this what they want, and that's totally fine. And neither one of, like, I'm not rolling my eye. Well, maybe Tavinia's rolling her eyes at me. I don't know. But like, I'm not rolling my eyes at the way that Tavinia is handling her journey, or anyone, like anybody in the community for that matter. And I hope that they're not rolling their eyes at me. I mean, I know that some people are going to, because I'm being so extra, but I also kind of don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. And so actually, which I guess we'll talk about in a different episode, but I'm actually going to try Match, which this should be an interesting exploration. And Maggie brought up to me after we had this conversation of, am I going to set it to both men and women? And that had never crossed my mind. Because I'm still in this fantasy world sometimes where that person, the one, or yeah, I believe in the one, so fuck off, is just going to show up on the street and then it just magically happens. But that is not the world anymore, unless you're like fucking gorgeous. Yeah, so I haven't been thinking, and I've still been thinking about, well, I can't afford to do Match right now, so I have time to make that decision.
Yeah.
But it's something that I've still been thinking about every day, and I'm like, I don't know. Should we? Like, I don't know.
Are you are you on, like, Tinder still?
Yeah.
You could just try, like, switching that to, like, both.
That's true.
Because, I mean, there's, like, low risk there. You just swipe left if you're not interested.
Yeah. And this is gonna sound so terrible, and I'll try not to even say it, but here we are.
Just say it. Just fucking say it. Okay.
It's so bad because it's. I'm essentially demeaning it. I'm bubbling it down to physical sex, and that's not fair. Oh. So my only holdup, and I never, is the vagina. I don't like it. I don't like my own. And this is not a thing about, like, and then it's like, oh, you just need to fall in love with your own vagina, whatever. No, it's hideous. It's ugly, and it's not, I don't like it at all. And I don't want to be in anyone else's, and I don't think anyone should be in my house. I don't even really like it that much when men do oral, because I'm like, ooh, don't, you don't have to go down there. So that's my only...
to the dark place. You don't hang need to up. The dark place.
That's my only hang up, and I feel like... when it gets down to brass tacks, it might be different. But right now, I don't know. And so that my only qualms with Tinder is that it's, like, meant typically for hookups. And I need some time to, like, work up to it. So, yeah. I had this conversation once with someone in my cohort in grad school. And...
That you don't like vaginas conversation?
Yeah, and that's the only thing holding me back, I think. And they kind of put me right in my fucking place and was like, it's more about that. But it's more than just blah, blah, blah. Which they're right. I'm not saying that it's wrong and it's just me being a child. But also, I don't want to right now. So, or at least work up to it. But, because then, I don't know, whatever. It's just, oh. But yeah. So, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what I would like to do with that. So
yeah, I have my like Tinder and Bumble and stuff, like sometimes set to both, sometimes set to only girls. I don't think it's only been set to only boys in a very long time, because there's too many of them. Like no thanks sometimes, because like if you have it set to both, a lot of times you'll swipe through like 10 guys for every one girl, because I mean like realistically the LGBTQ community is just like not that large. I mean like it's large, yes, but comparatively it's not. So yeah, sometimes it just gets really fucking exhausting when you just want to get on Tinder and talk to a hot girl and like you're just swiping and you're like, it's all these fucking guys, like, I'm not interested. So sometimes it's girls, sometimes it's both. It's a fucking battlefield, no matter what you have it set to be honest.
Now that I'm thinking about it, your family kind of let me down, because I was so hoping that one of them would be like, is it Tavinia?
I think that my mom was kind of getting at that. Maybe not at you specifically, but I've been hanging out with a guy recently, and so my mom's been hearing me talk about him a lot. But I think that my family thinks that the reason that I chose to come out now is because there's a woman in my life that I want to introduce to the family. That's not it at all. Like, I just felt like it was the right time to come out. And so my mom, like, you know, we were chatting and she kind of like gets kind of weird. And she was like, so are you still hanging out with blah, 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 the guy? And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, we hang out a few times a week. And she was like, Is there anyone else? And I was like, no. I mean, I'm not going to tell her that I'm talking to like four girls on Tinder, because like that's, she doesn't need to know that. And she was like, oh, okay. And I think it was kind of like either she thought I was going to be like, actually, me and Tavinia have been dating for 3 years.
Yes.
Or she just thinks that there's like a woman in the picture or a non-binary person. That's going to be the struggle, is that because I came out as bi to my family, they think it's just guys and girls. But like I said, it's actually closer to pan, because gender doesn't really play into it. So it could be like a non-binary person, or like, you know, anywhere on the spectrum, a trans person or whatever. And that would be a conversation that would have to be had before I just brought them home.
They'd be like, who dis?
Yeah, or like somebody who uses like gender neutral pronouns. Be like, no, you call them they. Like, oof. Not he, not she, they. That, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
God bless the day if that ever happens.
And I feel like when we make these noises and stuff, it's not excusing our families who struggle with it. It's just the reality of.
Yep. And it's the thought of like, how would I even tackle that conversation is mostly what that, like, oof. Like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I also want to point out that being, like, openly out and openly bisexual is a very new thing for me, because literally I told, like, the last person on my list, I told them yesterday. So I've been using, like, gendered language for so long when it comes to, like, talking about dating and, like, significant others and all that, that it's actually kind of even though, like, I know in my brain and, like, in my heart and whatever that I mean all genders and all people, sometimes when I'm talking about dating, it still slips out that it's, like, guy, you know, like, I'll talk about guys. And so it's kind of a struggle to switch to, like, more gender-neutral language after talking that way for so long. So if you hear me, like, slip up and say something about, like, oh yeah, like, guys that I've been, you know, or whatever, it's not because I'm not bi anymore. It's just because it's been 27 years of me talking about guys only. And so it's, like, just sort of a difficult switch. So I just wanted to throw that out there, because bi erasure is a fucking real thing. Because I'm just gonna keep talking because that's who I am. I just did this weird, like, I put my hands up in the air and, like, shimmied a little. I don't know. Bi erasure is, it happens on, like, all ends of the spectrum. It happens from straight people. It happens from people in the LGBT community. Like, and basically what it is people like to put you in boxes. And I mean that about just, like, everything. People like to put you in a box. You know, they want you to fit neatly into these little file cabinets that they have in their mind. And when you don't, it's not necessarily their fault. And I'm not saying it's, like, you know, they're not a bad person for wanting to do that. But so, like, bisexuality and pansexuality or anything kind of falls under those umbrellas can be confusing for people, because then, you know, if I choose to be in a relationship with a woman, then it's like, oh, well, she's lesbian. Nope, still bi. Or, you know, if I choose to be in a relationship with a guy, oh, she's straight. No, still bi. Like, even if I marry a guy and I spend my entire life with a guy, still bi, still part of the LGBTQ community. So bi erasure can be, like, a really just confusing thing for everyone involved, because you want me to fit into a box and I don't fit into a box, and I don't want you to erase that from me, or, you know, whatever. So I just throwing that out there. Okay. I have no more things on my list. Except for alarmingly high suicide rates in the LGBT community, but, like, let's bring it straight down. Yeah, let's,
I mean, yeah, that's an actual, even yeah, though there's definitely a little bit, not a little bit, yeah, a little bit more visibility and things. It's still not great. Mm-hmm. And, I know, at least, especially, I follow quite a few individuals, that are trans on, Instagram, and not even all are suicide, a lot of murder, honestly. Well, at least for the
yeah,
trans part, I don't know about for everybody else, but, and that's just, what are we doing? what are we doing? How does it get to this point?
Yeah.
But then, and I'm not trying to minimize this, that could be said for so many other things of how the fuck did we get here?
Yeah. Yep. And I don't even really know, like, what to say about that, or, like, because I'm not an expert. I'm not, I have no, I just know, and I don't have statistics for you. I just know that, like, depression, anxiety, mental illness, suicidal tendencies, all that stuff is significantly higher in the LGBTQIA plus community. And I think it kind of maybe just comes with the territory, because you're living this life that so many people, I mean, a lot of people understand it and support you and love you and, you know, are fighting for your rights and all that stuff, but there are so many people who want to send you to conversion therapy and want to take your rights away and don't want to see you get married, and, you know, trans people getting murdered in the streets because they're, you know, just like, oof.
I did look up some stuff really quickly. And it's an article, not bullet points, so 1 second. That's not helpful. first sentence off the bat is youth. This is February of 2019, written on NBC News. Youth 12 to 14 years old who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender are more likely to die by suicide than their heterosexual peers. The researchers looked at national data on 10,311 suicides, limiting their analysis to the 2,209 individuals whose sexual orientation or transgender status was noted in their records. The study found that most of them died by suicide. About 73% identified as... Wait, I'm reading this all kinds of wrong. The study team found that most of those who died by suicide... I'm so confused. Ignore everything I'm saying now.
The numbers confuse me,
so let's just read the words. Okay. Compared to heterosexual young men, lesbian and bisexual females were more than twice as likely to have prior suicide attempts, and transgender males were almost four times as likely to have such a history. Bisexual females are more likely to have a history of suicidal thoughts, however, at rates more than six times higher than heterosexual males. Bisexual females are also almost 24 times more likely to have a diagnosed mental illness. Which that sentence alarms me in some ways, because it doesn't mean that's in correlation to... It doesn't mean... Which way am I trying to say this? Mental illness leads to bisexuality. It's the results of external factors, I would imagine, of being bisexual lead to mental illness. And I feel like sometimes things like that are very concerning the way they're written. Because people will be like, see, the science says it. So it's definitely very tragic. And so actually, while going off of kind of backtracking a little bit, when you said that you can't be an ally for one group, and then say you are for another, that's something I've seen too a lot in Black forums, of you can't say you're an ally of the LGBTQIA+ community but then also not support Black Lives Matter, because you have individuals in that community that are Black and they fall in more than just that one category. And that's something big. So then the first time I ever saw it was someone that I'm Facebook friends with that I went to grad school with. I saw their post first about the whole straight pride thing, which is why I thought it was a joke. And then they started saying things about white pride and like essentially segregating all parts of pride out, which is fair for some to feel that way too, of you're not seeing a whole part of me. Like, yeah, we're all marching together in solidarity for this aspect, but there's also other aspects that make up who I am, that I know that all of you who I'm standing next to might not agree with, which can be extremely disheartening, I would imagine. So,
it's similar to kind of going back just a tiny bit to how you were saying that, you know, you can't be an ally of the Black community without also being an ally to the LGBTQ community, whatever. It's the same can be said for feminism. You cannot claim that you're a feminist but be against Black Lives Matter. You cannot claim that you're a feminist but be against trans rights or like anything like that, because when you say that you're for these things, it means that you're for these things no matter what. Once again, you don't get to cherry pick who you support. And I think especially, I mean, all of those are equally as important, but I feel like the one that people really get hung up on is trans rights. Because trans women are women. Trans men are men. Regardless of what their body looks like or any of that, it's literally none of your business. If a trans woman identifies as a woman and tells you that she is a woman by all intents and purposes, and now it is your job as a feminist to protect her and to fight for her rights, whether you like it or not.
Well, something that one of my professors did back in grad school, that they were just saying it to throw it out there and watch us fight like wolves over it, was how do you define a woman? And people start, you know, trying to throw words in there, and then the other one's like, well, no, about this, blah, blah. And of course there's no right or wrong answer. But like, if you had to actually put it in a definition somewhere, how would you define it? And I think the premise they were getting at is that you can't necessarily say that it's just however you want to. Like, if you had to actually put it in a static, because some people started saying, like, you know, those who can bear children. Well, no, that's not necessarily true, right? And so those that have, some got very just right to the, those that have breasts. It's like, well, no, that's also not it necessarily. And so it was just one of those, like, kind of ping-ponging around. How would you define it? I don't think we ever came up with an answer. If we did, I forgot it. But it was just one of those interesting conversations had about how do you make an inclusive definition.
Well, kind of like going in the same vein, it's also why it's important to, and we're going to do a whole episode on like political correctness, which I can hear I don't know if I want to say fortunately or unfortunately, the people who I know would roll their eyes at these things that we're saying are probably not listening to our podcast. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's a good thing because they're not going to be on here blowing up our spot and like fighting in the comments. It's a bad thing because those are the people that need to hear these things. But what I was going to say is that's why, so that whole conversation about, you know, like what is a woman is also why it's important for us to try and be more mindful to use like gender neutral language when we're talking about things like childbearing, like menstruation and all that, because not all women menstruate. And what's the other version of that? Not all women menstruate, and not everyone who menstruates is a woman. So we just need to like be more mindful of that. So I've tried to like make the switch to, instead of saying like, yo, women, when you're on your period, you know, because I'm constantly posting about menstrual cups and how fantastic they are. So instead of saying like women, I try to say people who menstruate or people who have a, you know, menstrual cycle or whatever, because it's unfair for those individuals to be left out of the conversation.
Yeah. Fuck, I had a thought and there it went. Bye. Oh, for those about the political correctness episode too, I feel like you may assume, you may have an idea what you think we're gonna say in it, but at least on my behalf, it's not. It's gonna,
yeah, no, it's probably not what you think, yeah, it's gonna be.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yep. Let's see, do I have, I've been like writing random things down. I don't know, like once again, fortunately LGBTQIA plus rights are starting to come to the forefront and are starting to like be talked about more, and you know, it's becoming more normalized and all that kind of stuff and more accepted into society. But unfortunately there is still a very long ways to go, and so like it might seem like we're kind of like jumping all over the place, but there's a lot to talk about, and I don't necessarily need to like beat a dead horse and like talk about things that we all know to be true, like that people in the LGBTQ community should be able to get married. Like, okay, yeah, I think we've established that by now. But now we need to tackle the bigger issues like trans rights and that kind of stuff, because that's very important as well.
I don't even want to go there. Just kidding, I take it all back.
No, do it. Did you say you can't make me I don't want to do that. I don't think I have really that much else to say about it, except for pride parades and pride events. Two-sided comment. One, if you're a straight person going to a pride event, totally fine, and you're totally welcome there. But be respectful of the fact that this is a community of people who get pushed down a lot, and this is their one, well, it's not their one and only chance to like be free and express themselves, but this is like literally a celebration of them, of us and our lifestyle. And just be respectful of that, that like this is not your space. But then on the flip side, people in the LGBTQIA plus community can sometimes, certain people can get a little like defensive about straight people being at Pride. And that's not helpful either, because it's great that we're all coming together to celebrate our community and, you know, take pride in this. But if we're excluding all the straight people, how are we ever going to get allies? How are we ever going to get people on our side? So I guess just kind of from both perspectives, just be aware and be respectful and appreciate people for what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
So do you have any other thoughts?
No, I think kind of going off of the same thought though, is certain events like drag shows and stuff like that, and attending, there's so much split between attending and supporting and being loving, and also going to watch like it's the fucking zoo. And I'm not bringing this up necessarily because individuals who do drag are a part of the LGBTQIA community. Some people just enjoy dressing up in drag. But I'm bringing that up just because it crossed my mind. And trying to find that balance of respect. And also, I just feel like it all fucking boils down to the fact of, you may have the intentions of what you're doing, but if someone else perceives it differently, you have to respect the way they feel about it. So, like, if... And you never know. There's not going to be some consensus. So, like, if I were to go to Pride or whatever, and... or whoever goes to Pride and they don't identify with LGBTQIA and someone is like, get the fuck out of here, I don't want you here, like, this is our time, this is our space, will I necessarily leave? No. But do I think, I mean, no, I shouldn't say no, I'm not gonna get really upset, but you have to respect the way they feel about that moment. And so I feel like that's what it all boils down to, is respecting other people's emotions. Not necessarily do you have to follow it through, maybe, but saying, at least telling them, I hear you, I understand you, I'm here in love and support.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like that's what just boils down for a lot of issues in the world. Yeah. Is you need to validate other people's emotions. Just because, like, my fucking favorite is when someone, like, gets called racist. I don't know why I find it hilarious, but I do. And then being asked, well, do you think I'm a racist? I don't get to decide for that person what they feel of you. That's their emotion about you. And you just need to accept that that person felt that way about you. And it could have been their day. It could have been they genuinely think you're a racist. But that is how it felt. And that's what it is. And you know what you are and what you're not, hopefully. And maybe it was something in that moment that needed to be different, that they didn't like, that came off terribly. So I don't know. I just feel like that was what boils down to all big issues, is making sure you validate other people's feelings.
Yeah, you have to meet people where they are, because just because one gay person says this thing doesn't mean the next gay person is going to say that thing. So you have to respect that about people.
Because I think of people who, as you were saying, like, you know, still be supportive, that we need allies somewhere. I could also understand the feeling of, no, fuck them. I don't want, like, and I'm tired of trying to make space for other individuals. I don't want to do that anymore. Yeah. And that's fair. That's so fair to feel that way and to understand it. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's kind of like, did you see that recently the NYPD came out and issued an apology for the Stonewall riots back in the, what was that, the late?
Oh, damn.
Late 60s, early 70s, late 70s, whenever that happened. The NYPD like recently released an apology for that, and it actually made the LGBTQIA plus community very upset, because it was like, well, one, that apology is like 40 years too late, so thanks a fucking lot, and two, you're still not welcome at Pride. Like, and so the picture, I remember the picture that was with the article was like an NYPD squad car, and they had switched their logo. Like they changed out all the logos for the NYPD to like rainbow for Pride Month. And people were like, yeah, cool. Thanks for the useless apology, but like, you're still not welcome at Pride. Because for those of you that aren't familiar, the Stonewall riots happened in New York City, and it was really like the spark for the LGBTQ rights movement. And it happened at like a gay club in New York, and they sent in some like undercover police officers who then started arresting people.
It was in 1969.
Yeah. So they started arresting people for being gay, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know why else they would be arresting people. I guess I never questioned that part of it. But anyway, there were undercover cops inside a gay bar arresting people, and it turned into like a giant riot. And the NYPD never apologized for it. But so it's kind of like that, where it's like, yeah, you maybe still don't. There are certain people who do not belong at Pride. And that's another thing. I thought I was done talking, but I'm not. And I know that we need to be wrapping up. Companies who just jump on the, like, let's change our logo to a rainbow for Pride Month bandwagon, be really careful of that, because not all of them actually are allies. Just because somebody has on a rainbow doesn't mean that they're an ally. And that's been like a big topic of conversation so far this Pride Month too, is all the corporations and companies who are, you know, trying to jump on and say that they support it, but then like they actually they're like, there's no money being donated towards nonprofits that support the LGBTQ community or anything like that. So just be careful. And like, if you want to buy like shirts and stuff for Pride, that's great. Try to support an LGBTQ owned business if you can. I mean, I will say I'm guilty there, because I ordered a cute little shirt from Etsy without bothering to check if she was part of the community. But yeah, so there's that. Also, do we need to talk about what LGBTQIA plus stands for? Because I know a lot. Everybody knows LGBT. A lot of people know LGBTQ. But I feel like LGBTQIA plus
is kind of... I forgot the G for a second. I was like, wait, what the hell is the G? God. Yeah, probably.
Okay, so LGBTQIA plus, like, we'll just do the whole spectrum. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and questioning, intersex, asexual, and then the plus is just for anybody who's left and falls under the umbrella. So pansexual or whoever. Whoever feels like they are part of this community, you're in it, because you're in the plus.
Some say the A stands for allied also.
Oh, that's interesting. I never heard that.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. That's cute.
So,
but it's whatever you want.
Yes. Quickly, okay, just really.
Those were my final thoughts. Yeah, your final thoughts now.
It's not really final. I just Googled some shit on
okay.
Britannica.com. In the early mornings on Saturday, June 28th, 1969, 9 policemen entered the Stonewall Inn, arrested the employees for selling alcohol without a license, roughed up many of his patrons, cleared the bar, and in accordance with a New York criminal statute that authorized the arrest of anyone not wearing at least 3 articles of gender appropriate clothing, they took several people into custody. It was the third such raid on Greenwich Village gay bars in a short period. This time, the people milling outside the bar did not retreat or scatter as they almost always had in the past. Their anger was apparent and vocal as they watched bar patrons being forced into a police van. And then it just kind of increased from there. But that was the reason why they were started off in there. But
yeah,
what kind of fucking statute is there that you have to have gender appropriate clothing? That's so fucking stupid. Why was that even created?
Who fucking knows?
Anyways.
Oh my God.
Do you want to?
Okay.
The closing?
Huh?
The closing.
Yes, the closing. What was the hardest part for you to get real with, other than the fact that Maggie wouldn't shut the fuck up?
I don't think you needed to shut up.
Thanks.
I don't know. It's all a pretty chill conversation for me. I'm very... I guess maybe hardest part, and this is so selfish, and I keep bringing it back on me, narcissist, is I hope no one takes it of my opinion about it as, like, a boo on you for feeling the need to, like, come out and call yourself bisexual. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I hope that, too, because I don't feel that way. And I guess it's sort of a double-edged sword of the conversation that we just had where, like, I don't feel that way about you, and those are my feelings, so I think it's fine. I guess if somebody else is like, well, Tavinia was shitting on Maggie, I guess I can't take that from them, but
yeah.
But also she's not.
Yeah. What was the hardest part for you to get with?
Oh. Yeah, I don't think anything about this conversation was difficult. I think the difficult part was in the days leading up to this, coming out to my family.
Mm.
That was fucking nerve-wracking. I don't think I've, like, had so many sweaty pits as I have in the last few days. Yeah, it's very intimidating. Yeah, it's real gross.
What realization have you had?
That not everyone understands. Not everyone is going to support. People are going to talk about it behind my back. Just all that kind of stuff. The kind of stuff that comes with putting something like this on social media.
Mm.
And that's fine. But it still kind of sucks.
I think mine is I've been to research some things about, I bet it exists with other people, of vaginophobia. And maybe research some things to see what the holdup is there and what could possibly be done.
Yeah.
And we'll see. That's, I think, okay. My realization.
Yeah. What brought you joy?
I don't know.
It hasn't been that long since we recorded last. It's only been like 3 days.
And this is what we're supposed to be working on in the future. Oh, no.
What? Oh, God. Oh, yeah. So we, oh, God, we just jumped right into this. We didn't even talk about the fact that, so we had a planning meeting like we talked about in our last episode. And we've decided, are we announcing this right now? I mean, it's not really like an announcement, I guess.
Sure.
We decided that once a month we want to do, we want to expand on this idea of like what brought you joy. And we want it to be one episode every month dedicated to something that brought us joy. But we're going to be more like mindful and intentional about seeking things that bring us joy and like going out of our way to try new things that bring us joy. So that's what Tavinia is saying. The fact that she can't even think of something from this weekend,
I'm fucked,
is not a good sign for our future episodes about joy.
There's actually a book, and we've actually both talked about different books, but the one I'm thinking of is called The Happiness Project that I would like to order and read. I don't think it's going to be read in the time of, well, I don't know, we'll see. And kind of maybe hopefully that will spark some things going on. I don't know. Actually, so, and it's not new. Not really. Brought me joy this week is, so I have a new place. I haven't moved into it yet, but I have one that I'm going to move into July 1st. And with it, there's just a lot of things I have to do. I mean, all my shit's packed, but there's like a lot of other outside things I need to look into and get figured out. And one of the things is I'm buying new furniture because my old bed furniture was just gone to shit. I broke the headboard due to activities. And I, when I took in a dog, he chewed through the box spring. And so it was just like a sign that like, all right, the furniture's got to go. And I already sold actually all of it except for the mattress. That seems like it's about to go here soon. And so I'm going to buy a new like bed frame and everything. And cashing in on a free mattress because my parents took mine, and the whole works. And so I found this furniture a long time ago, but every time I look at it, it elicits these like, oh my God, sexual feelings. Cause this is how I know it's true adulting, because I have never been so turned on by furniture in my life. And it's from Ashley's Furniture, and they sent me this thing in the mail. of like a promotional sale they were having, which the fuckers, they sent it to me the day after the promotional sale like was over. I was like, what the fuck? And so, but on the cover, on the centerfold, there was this bed and I was like, oh my God. And so like, I immediately looked it up on the website to see if it was like.
It makes it sound like a Playboy magazine in the centerfold.
Pretty much, dude. looked it up and I was like, you are so fucking gorgeous. And then I went in the store. And of course, there was like salespeople descending upon me. And I think they kind of felt uncomfortable by the way I was like eyeing the furniture and touching it, because I have never been more alone. So anyways, I'm saying that because I haven't like actually seen it in like maybe a month. And then last night I was looking up stuff again about it, since I actually have like a place locked down and everything. And my friend pointed out to me that like, you should probably get on that now because it could take 2 weeks for it to get to the store. And I was like, oh, didn't think about that. I was looking on the website again and I was like, oh, hello, gorgeous. Like, there you are again. And it just makes me feel so warm and comforted. And like, yeah. So I was looking at all that last night and was just drooling over it.
Yeah. The mark of adulthood.
Yep.
What a sad, like, part of me wants to say what a sad life, but then the other part is like, no.
Yeah, is it? I'm pretty comfortable.
Right?
We're going to be very happy together.
Yeah. What brought me joy? Well, one, I bought myself a whole ass cookie cake after I came out to the last person because I was like, I did it. So I went and bought myself a cookie cake, which I fucking love cookie cake. So that was exciting. And, I was up visiting my brother and sister-in-law and niece this weekend in Fort Collins. And I got to babysit my niece on Saturday night. And the last time I was there, the last time I saw them was at the zoo, I guess. And she was just kind of like indifferent to me. Like, she knew who I was, you know, and like remembers me, but I don't spend that much time with her anymore. And so, you know, kids, she's two. So like kids at that age, if you're not around constantly, they don't like love you that much anymore. And so that like really broke my heart last time we were together. But this time, like, I walked in and I call her Monkey. And so I was like, hi, Monkey. Like, she was sitting on the couch watching Mickey Mouse. And she was like, I'm Maggie, Mickey Mouse. And she like patted the couch next to her and was like, Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse. And like wanted me to come sit with her. And then when I sat down, she like snuggled up into me and was like, I'm Maggie, Mickey Mouse. And she's just like, oh, just so cute. And then I got to like rock her to sleep. And she snuggled and just the sweetest. And then she cried when I left yesterday.
No.
Which like simultaneously breaks my heart, but also I'm like, yeah, we're friends again. Cause that was like, man, that was a shot to the heart, because I nannied her, like I've talked about, I nannied her for 4 or 5 months or something like that. So there was like a period of time where I was with her all day, every day. So then when I come around and she like kind of doesn't care about me, I'm like, oh God, well, you shared. So I helped raise you, you know? So yeah, that was exciting. And songs, Jesus, why didn't I pick my songs. Our friend LaKendrick released a new song. He's a rapper and his like stage name is Ken LaFlair. He released a new song with another guy who I don't know called Two Dope Boys. I really like it. I've been like bumping that in my truck for a while. And I've also been really loving Anderson .Paak lately. His song Jet Black. It's a good one. That one makes me happy.
I have two shows.
Ooh.
One is called The Bisexual, which felt fitting to announce in this episode. I haven't fully finished it. It's a little strange, but I find it a little strange. Just because of the dialogue in it is a little weird, but other than that, it's pretty cool. It's about this chick who lives in, I think, New York, and, is bisexual, and it's kind of like showing her, I don't know, experience of being, so she's only been in relationships with females or that her friends know of, and she kind of is like struggling with it because they kind of really demeaned the bisexual community. And I was like, oh, it's just because you don't know what you want, blah, 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 or whatever. You're just confused and blah, 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 blah. And so she doesn't told them. And so she kind of just like, hello, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, but I lost you. Oh, okay. You know, she's kind of just trying to figure it out. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, bisexuals suck. And then, like, it just zooms in on her face, like, oh, no, my secret. And it's an interesting show, but something I could recommend. It's on Hulu. And then the second one is I'm late to the party. You probably rewatched the show, but not you specifically. I know you don't watch anything. Big Little Lies. It's on HBO. And so you have to find someone with HBO. And it's so fucking good. I started watching it with my friend Sydney Saturday, and we watched 5 episodes, and each episode's an hour. And there's 7 of the first season, but the second season just came out yesterday, and it is, oh my, I'm not even done with the first season yet, and I'm pretty hooked. It has like Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Shailene Woodley, Zoe Kravitz, homegirl from Jurassic Park, the original, whose name I can't think of right now. And then season 2 has Meryl Streep in it, and I'm so fucking excited. So that's another really, really good one that I'm not going to give anything away about. But I would say it's all these, you probably know about it already, but it's women living in California, and they live in a really ritzy area, like right off the beach, and they got some shit. They all got some shit. So it is very graphic. I will say that too. So just, you know, beware.
Like people dying graphic or like sex graphic?
I know that death is coming because they allude to it since like the beginning of the first episode. But yeah. Everything, so I imagine whenever I get to finally see that, it will be graphic. But some of the other parts are graphic with the sex and the confusing sex. So. Oh God! And Alexander Skarsgård's in it. God,
what a weird dude.
Yeah, is he? He's so damn beautiful. And Adam Paul, which is Ben from Parks and Rec, which cracks me up.
Which is also the name of our shitty landlord from Ireland.
I didn't say that right. Then his name is not Adam Paul. I think I was thinking of our shitty landlord in
Ireland. Oh damn it!
Is his name Adam? Oh my God! Is his name actually Adam Paul?
He's got 2 first names for a full name.
That's going to drive me insane now. Hold on. Ben from Parks and Rec. Speaking of Parks and Rec, I see that What's-His-Face just got married again, and I'm so pissed.
Who?
Adam Scott. That's what his name is. Oh,
he still got 2 first names as full name.
Dude who's in the new Jurassic Parks.
That's not helpful for me, and you know it.
Oh, God. He's, like, super popular. He's also in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Chris Pratt,
thank you. He just got married again, which I'm not happy about, because I'm not happy about the first divorce, so.
Mm. He's a treasure.
Is he?
Isn't that the good one?
The good one?
Of all the Chrises? Of all the famous Chrises?
No.
Who's the good one?
Anyone but him.
Oh.
Hmm. Which is not fair. Maybe he is decent, but I don't like
him. No, who's the one that's Captain America?
Ooh, shit. Another,
him.
Oh, wait.
He's the one that's the treasure.
Chris Evans?
Yes, him. He's a treasure. Okay, I was wrong. You're right.
With America's ass?
Yeah, all right.
I love all the memes coming from that.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, shit. I typed in Chris Evans. Second article that pops up is... Oh, shit. First article that pops up is Chris Evans blasts a group for planning straight pride parade in Boston. Second article is Lizzo shoots her shot and asks Chris Evans to marry her on Twitter. Oh, I feel like I lost you. So, that's awesome. I hope you heard the funny things I said. I feel like I have to wait for you to get back for us to do our closing. So Just gonna wait until you get back. Hello.
Okay, now I'm recording again. You can talk.
Did you hear my Chris Evans thing?
No. I heard that you Googled him.
And that was Yeah. First article that pops up is Chris Evans blasts a group for planning straight pride parade in Boston.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's the one I was thinking of.
The second one is Lizzo shoots her shot and asks him to marry her on Twitter.
Amazing.
That's two of the best.
They really are. Oh, God. We should protect them at all costs. Mm-hmm. Both of them.
That makes me nervous now because then something comes out and they're all awful. So.
I don't think
Lizzo will ever be awful, but here we are. Yep. All right, well.
I'm like scared to jinx it.
Yep. Thanks, everybody, and we out.
Yep.
We're here.
Talk to.
We're queer. We should bounce off each other. There he is.
Hey, high five.
Boom.
Why don't you actually do it? Stop making the noise with your mouth. Wasn't even a good one.
I said boom.
You said boom. Who? No. My God. Okay, we're done now. Bye.
Bye.